This is an All Ears English Secrets to Real Listening bonus, an inside look at Virgil and the Navajo tribe. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, Jessica is back on the show for a bonus episode where we'll give you a sneak peek into one interview that we did with a member of the Navajo tribe in New Mexico. And we'll show you how this interview will help you build your confidence in unfamiliar listening situations. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's it going out there? I heard your dog Ozzy in the background just now. He's nervous today.
You know, it's been kind of a stressful week, and dogs are sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm stressed out about something, then he's going to feel that. And then and then he barks more, and it makes me more stressed.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so interesting how sensitive dogs are.
So sensitive. But I think it's, you know, it sort of reminds me, it's like another reason for me to calm down, which is
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, yeah, we can always kind of try to be where we are, relax and kind of just breathe through it, right? I mean, what else can we do?
Nothing, absolutely nothing else except like stress out more, and that is not an option.
No. Well, Jessica, we're happy to have you back on the All Ears English podcast. For our listeners that don't know you, you are our IELTS expert over on IELTS Energy, right? But you do so much more than just IELTS, right? We've been working together on this course that we released last fall, and guys, we'll be getting ready to release it, the full version, release more content again this spring in the middle of May. So we are here today to talk about one small piece of this amazing adventure. And we're going to talk a little bit about Native American reservations in the West. Now, Jessica, you grew up in the West, so you have more of a perspective on this than I do from the East Coast. I mean, did you grow up near an Indian reservation?
I did. Yeah. Cool. I actually played basketball on the Indian reservation because they had such a nice gym.
Oh, cool.
Like when I was in junior high, I was on the basketball team and the point guard, Leah Evans, she lived on the res.
Oh, wow.
It's the res, not the reservation, right?
Right,
so she lived on the res, and so she invited me to play in the league, and it was tough, man. Oh, my God. It was awesome. So anyway, I grew up near the reservation, and then My brother, where he lives now in Arizona, tons of reservations in California, tons. They're on the West Coast. They're everywhere, really.
Absolutely. And you grew up in Nevada, right? You said Nevada? Is it Nevada?
Okay. Nevada.
Nevada. Good.
Yeah. Only people that aren't from Nevada just say Nevada. Just so our listeners know.
Nevada, unfortunately, is one of the states I didn't really spend any time in, but I did drive through it quickly. And one of the interviews that you guys are going to see in this course when it does come out in the middle of May is an interview with Virgil from the Navajo tribe. And I interviewed him in New Mexico. What did you think when you saw his interview, Jessica? What struck you?
I was so impressed with him. He just seems like such a lovely person who I think you talked to for a long time.
Yeah.
judging from the interview, and the love he has for his people, for his culture, and he is just delightful and very positive. And yet he's still able to recognize the hardships that not only are like external hardships, right? Like from the American government, from Caucasian society, right. I guess. But also, like, he's able to also recognize what his own people have to do to get better, exactly. Right? To like relieve their own problems. So the honesty of it and the constant positivity, like that was striking. It's unexpected.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. It was a good person to interview because he was working at the Rex Museum, which was a museum to represent different Indian reservations or Indian Native American groups in that part of the country. And he's a good example because he's someone that came off the reservation, went to school in some of the big cities, and experienced city life, right? Then he came back to the reservation. So he had both perspectives. I liked that.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. And when he talked about, because he obviously speaks like an educated educated person, right?
Yeah.
And to hear the reasons why he chose to return to the reservation, I thought was interesting. Like, he was talking about how, what was the first city he was in? I think it was Denver. Was like, the big city, the lights, the traffic, like, I couldn't deal with it. Like, he had to transfer to a smaller university. And then, like, he did finish university, and then he made the choice to go back. And he's taking the knowledge of the outside world, really, because reservation culture and life is completely different than off the reservation.
Exactly.
So he's taking that knowledge of the outside world and trying to help his people to improve the life on the reservation.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is the way that we use this interview, guys, in the course that you're going to be able to see if you decide to join us later in a couple of months, is that you get to listen to my interview with Virgil and you get a chance to try to do some listening comprehension, right, Jessica? I mean, that's a big piece of this course where you're just going to listen to the interview and we have four basic questions that we're going to ask you about after. And then there's some very cool stuff we're going to do with researching different Native American tribes.
Yeah, it's fascinating, man. I think, our big motivation for making this course was to bring our culture to you guys, to bring our real country and what's really happening here to everyone all over the world. And like, these are stories that I'm pretty sure you guys don't get, you know? I mean, maybe you've heard of the Dakota Access Pipeline. That's been in the news a lot, but
that's a big one.
Like, I recently read an article about how that movement got started, and it started on the reservation, and it started with reservation kids, like teenagers started this.
Oh, interesting.
And they're looking at the alcoholism, the drug use. And you guys, this does come up in the interview. Virgil recognizes that these are problems as well. And it was teenagers trying to address this. And that's how that whole movement got started. So even if you may have come across the story, you don't know the background. And that's something that this interview gives you, is like a glance at life actually on the reservation. And this is one of two, because you also interviewed Lakota?
Lakota Indian. His last name was Lecompte. And that was his last name. I can't remember his first name, but he was a Lakota Indian. And we met him in South Dakota. Guys, today you're getting a sneak peek into some of the content that's in our course, The Secrets of the Connected Communicator, and we'll be launching the full version in the middle of May. But you can get the first lesson for free, and you can get on the VIP list, where you'll be offered the best deals when we launch. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure to get that free lesson and get on the list today. allearsenglish.com/adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Was also really just beautiful. So yeah, in the Virgil lesson, you guys, I think it's kind of a big skill that mm-hmm. we're practicing here. It's you may think you have some ideas of what Native American life is like, maybe from movies or TV, or maybe you did read an article one time, but I guarantee you that so much information in this interview will surprise you. It is an eye-opening interview. So what we're doing is practicing listening while keeping an open mind and being able to take in unfamiliar information. Like, this is, it's a big skill, and I don't feel like it's a skill that's focused on as a listening skill, right?
Yeah, I love that.
So we're recognizing that this is what we're doing, and like, guiding you into being able to do that in conversations.
Right, sure. And of course, this is a skill that we need. And obviously, we're going to go and transfer these skills when we finish the course. Guys, when you guys finish, you're out in the real world and you are often in situations that are totally unfamiliar to you. And how mm-hmm. do you listen in for details in that situation and general ideas? How do you get your bearings? And this is the kind of practice, the only practice that's going to help you guys. Otherwise, how are you going to do it when you're really in the moment, right?
Exactly. And it's this, like, that's the biggest challenge, right? Is being out of your element, is feeling uncomfortable. And then that anxiety and that lack of familiarity, it gets in the way of your connection and mm-hmm. what you understand. So we're really trying to guide you guys step by step into growing accustomed to this feeling of being in a situation that you would never find yourself in at home. But that's why you travel. And those are the situations that you actually want to put yourself into. Yeah. So like, we're getting practice with this, which is amazing. I don't know how else people would be able to practice that.
Yeah, talking to a Native American off a reservation in New Mexico. Right? It's such a rare experience. I mean, I'm so, so glad that we're including interviews with Native Americans in this course, especially in the West module, because I feel mm-hmm. I would feel like the course would be incomplete if we weren't including this group of people or these groups. You know, it's just so important. Yeah.
I think it's so well-rounded, and this releasing the full course in May, it includes all of the groups from our culture. It really does. Like, you guys are going to get to know America like Americans don't even know us.
Cool. It's going to be so cool. I mean, we sat down on the street in Portland, you and I together, Jessica. We interviewed homeless people. We've interviewed Native Americans. Mm-hmm. We've interviewed people who are doing tours in the South around the history of slavery. I mean, there's just so much diversity. It's unbelievable.
It is. And I learned a lot just going through and like watching the videos and thinking about the lessons. Yeah. It's incredible. So many people stuck out to me, and Virgil was one of the ones who did. And his philosophy on life, right? Just that basic tenet of, negativity is a barrier, and we have to let more positivity in. Like, he's just such a loving, like, a heartfelt person. And guys, at the end of a lot of the interviews, this is how Lindsay finished them, was asking the person their philosophy on life. And you're going to hear so many people's like genuine heartfelt answers to this that will really make you reflect on your own values as well and your own priorities.
Yeah, absolutely. And it means something expecting more when it comes from someone who's seen kind of a darker side of life, right?
Right, yeah.
Like Virgil, who's gone out and he's seen, you know, on his reservation, he's seen the trials and the struggles, and then he's gone out into the real world and seen problems and good things there too, and he's come back and he's put it all together into a life philosophy. He has real life experience, so I love that. Yeah.
Exactly. So cool. Yeah. So cool. No, it's awesome. I can't wait for more people to meet him.
I know. You guys are going to get an opportunity to get into this course probably in the middle of May. So we are in heavy working mode now, guys. It's early April. We're working hard to get this out to you by the middle of May. So more details will be coming soon, but you want to tune in every week, and we'll have Jessica on the podcast weekly to give us a little bit of an update, just like today.
Yep. Awesome. As we go, as we work, I really like this outlet of getting to talk to you guys as we're making the course. Like this is real-time feedback on what we're excited about and what we're going to teach you guys, because we're like doing it right now.
It's so good. It's so cool. This is our masterpiece here. I mean, this course means a lot to both of us. We put a lot of work into it, and we are so ready to have you guys transform your skills and finally build that connection, those connections that you want through this work that we're going to let you guys get in on here pretty soon. All right. Very cool, Jessica. All right, then we'll see you back on this podcast next week then. Have a good week. All right. Enjoy.
Sounds good. Thanks, you too.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.